Whoever sets this tree culpably
are warned by the guru.
No other use. One is for beautiful scenery of the Vichyamana
garden.
Garden. No other use. Krishna is also Chintamani, Radhika is Chintamani, Gopija is Chintamani, Kaurya is Chintamani. So there is no work for Chintamani.
What does the word Chintamani mean?
Chintamani means what?
You can think, be fulfilled,
or you pray, the tree comes in, everything will give you.
So Chintamani means that anything you desire, that thing will
that
give you. So Chintamani is not simply a stone. It can be anything that fulfills desire.
Everything of Vrindavan is Chintamani.
Everything, including the gopis?
Gopis, Krishna, stick,
everything,
Mayu, Krishna, the birds and everything is Chintamani.
What is, in Sanskrit, Chintamani, what is
Chintamani
that?
Is Sanskrit word.
And what is the makeup of that word? How it be, if you divide that word, Chintamani, is there some special, no, just means of that.
Like a stone,
yes.
But
touchstone.
Touch. That is a sparshmani. That sparshmani will not fulfill all desires.
Only material desires.
What? Only, no. Like, if only iron is touched with sparshmani, it will be gold, but not the sticks and other, this earth and everything will not. Even an iron which is covered with mud or anything
cannot
be.
Sanatana Goswami had this sparshmani.
Sparshmani.
But he kept it in the garbage.
Not Chintamani. Chintamani, you have not seen that any person has any Chintamani.
No.
Krishna means Chintamani.
The Kamadhenu, they can also fulfill all desires?
But he is telling that there is no use of Chintamani at all. Only they give you. Krishna has nothing to have anything from Chintamani. Our gopis have nothing to take anything
Gopi
from Chintamani. They come then, only milk.
No.
From tree, only flowers.
Because already their desires are fulfilled.
All desires are fulfilled.
So what is the use of Chintamani?
Chintamani. But even a Renukana, dust of Vrindavan, Vulu Vrindavan, can give anything you like, but no use at all. Matra, company only gives milk, only milk. Any person has no desire at all at that place, so only milk is taken. Like manner, some trees are all called pavriksha, but any person has no desire other than Krishna praying, so there is no use of taking anything, fulfilled desire from all those things.
Now, when someone goes back to the spiritual world, then
back what is?
Means when someone finally achieves the spiritual kingdom, then he has father, mother, friends. You said all family, everything is arranged. So before going there, that person was not there. Now suddenly the person is there. So how all these things are adjusted?
In this world,
you cannot
everything is completed, then he goes.
But when he goes there, he was, everyone thinks that you are always there. The feeling must be that you are always there.
Yeah. In Prakriti Lila, at first he enters in Prakriti Lila. In this universe, where the Krishna Lila is going on, after Sarup Siddhi, Yogamaya takes that sadhar to that place. And from the negotiation of Krishna Parikar, he realized that I am within their association. By living, then he comes to Vastu Siddhi. Then he goes to Upper Kathmandu.
Vastu Siddhi means? Vastu Siddhi?
Vastu Siddhi. Then he enters. So everything is completed in this body, in sadhan avastha.
That means that in this world, he learns what is his family, what is
as a thing. You are a native, or I am a native. Every work that has been done in his husband's house, mother teaches everything to Siddhartha. Only, not mother, but his younger Saheli means friends, wife friends, she comes to their association and then she is at the age of 16 or above 16 in Purusha. He has her friends about persons, feelings, for what husband is, what who is he, everything she knows. And then the friend she is at the age of 24 or 5, and everything he knows, then marriage is done. And then she goes there and does everything what she ought to do. Like in a manner, in the sadhana avastha, in the guidance of Gopi Vara, in Raghunatha Bhakti, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written in Raghavatma Chandrika and all that after grief, actual grief, and in the guidance of Guru Vaishnava, Rasika Bhakta, he thinks what is going on there, he thinks that I am made servant of Krishna in the Radhika, and I should do all these things. I am saying Krishna, Radhika is going to make Krishna from early to early, these 8 parts of time, see all these things about this, like Jai Bhantiti has been stated. By doing so and so, practicing hundreds and thousands and lakhs of words, actually Yogamaya does Kripa, and then he arrives. He realized in himself Siddhi.
After how many births?
No, one birth it can be done. And in thousand births it cannot be realized. It depends on our sadhana.
It depends on our sadhana.
Our sadhana. Witness of sadhana. Eagerness and Utkantha also.
And?
Utkantha.
Means?
Utkantha means, how I can have this?
how can I get Srimati Radhika's feet? How can I realize the good thing by Puja? I first in Bhagdasa, Shanti Rabat Patalam Virakti Malasun Mata. You have heard this? Very good, important thing.
Where?
In Chaitanya Chaitanya, also it can be heard.
Then I have read.
In Bhakti Vasama Sindhu.
I must have read, only I don't know the
sense. In Bhakti Vasama Sindhu. From Bhakti Vasama Sindhu, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, it has quoted. At first step, when we will reach to the Bhava Avastha, and Chanti, Adhattha Kalasam, Virakti, Manushunyata, Ashadanda, Shanti means it, then there is a time for prayer.
Anger.
There is no crowd at all. I am remembering, I am remembering Krishna, in certain Krishna. So, I know that these are all things are imaginary, illusory mind. So, I have nothing to do. So, this Shanti Abhattha Kala Sunday. So, that is called Utkantha.
But just like at my stage, I meditate mostly on trying to push forward this kind of activities, my Guru Maharaj's mission. And when I'm doing my japa, other times I'm simply trying to hear the mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I read, I study, I try to appreciate, but still it is a long time away for me to have the greed that you are talking about. And I cannot artificially try to make it happen. I mean, I'm still at the stage where I am trying to hear nicely the mantra. And I'm just saying that to you, that I cannot artificially make
it. But gradually we are going towards this.
I'm wondering
I
how
think that before 20 years, they have not imagined that you will come to me and discuss all these things.
No, that's true. I did not know.
Before 20 years, you are so much entangled with all these functions of But gradually you see that by the grace of your Guru, and by chanting of Harinam, and doing these services, no inner motive for your physical body or so, bhakti is doing kripa on you. Vaishnavas are doing kripa on
you. Vaishnavas are very kind to me, and I feel.
So your vision comes, and I think that there will be very short time, we'll have that.
So, I should go on as I am doing.
Well, but you should have, when that time will come that I will have to.
That thought should be there.
And I will have to, how that breathe can be done. So you should not read only Prahlad Charitra.
No.
But
no, I'm reading other books also. I'm reading.
And you are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And
at,
also.
20 years before you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have done. But now.
That's different.
Your
understanding is different.
Ideas and greed.
Yeah. That's
are
true.
becoming different and different.
That's true.
Yeah? At first we love Hanuman.
Oh,
how is this up?
And Pandavas.
But now I see, I don't like. I really appreciate them. But yes, when we hear about Gopis, Yashodama, I was reading Yashodama Dambandham Lila. But changing, I appreciated Gopis' love. In like manner, your thoughts are changing. I think that within some years, you will see that all the activities you are doing now are you were doing before 20 years. Now you will not do all these activities like past 20 years. Now your idea will be different. You will think about Krishna praying. Fourth chapter of Chaitanya Raraman, you will try to enter through that. When you will try to enter these two, Lord, greed will automatically.
Yes, my only fear is that it should not be Sahajiya. That's my only
fear. Don't fear for Sahajiya. Don't fear that I will be anything.
That is my only fear that...
By your sabha, by your true nature, you should go on. Don't contact with all the ladies like this. Only go into Raramananda Sambhad, Ruk Sambhad, Chaputha, Chaitanya 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 Chaitanya. We should also enter in Bhakti Swami Sanghi. For other persons, ordinary persons, we will tell them for Gita Shiksha. We are servant of Krishna. Krishna is Lord, Supreme Lord. What is the Shiksha of Bharat Chaitra, Kapil Dev, Devahuti, and other things. But this is right also to do other things. Not intending in the lower steps, we should go on first in Kanishtha Vichari. Gradually by doing this, he will be Madhyama Vichari. Madhyam first stage, Madhyam second stage, Madhyam so many stages. Then in practicing, we will go towards Uttam Adhikari. But it will take time. There should be no time to fear that we will be Sahajiya. We should not never think about all these sins and aparadha. We have no time to think anything for aparadha. What I am saying? All these things, chanting Harinam, all these things, prasar, all these reading these books, we have no time to talk about aparadha and anything. in like manner, this should purely go towards this, not thinking of Sahajiya.
No, I
agree.
But
we should escape from all this.
One disciple, this person is got cancer.
Huh?
The person one disciple has cancer.
Cancer.
So she's a very sincere lady.
Hmm.
Very sincere. Oh, she said, now my time is coming to the end. What shall I do? She said, I want to fully surrender unto Krishna. So I said, you chant now more and more. So she's chanting 9628 mala every day. Very sincere Gujarati lady. So she said to me that, so I said, you just think of yourself as a maid servant of Krishna. So she said, now, she said, you have given me one name. She said, but what is my real name? And who am I? And how shall I actually meditate? So then I read to her from Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya, the Lord Chaitanya, in which is described the different duties of the Sakis. So I told her that she should just hear the pastimes, the Leela of Krishna and Srimati Radhika and the Gopis, from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, from Krishna, from Bhagavatam 10th canto, and chant. And the name, Krishna's holy name, Harinam, through the name she will gradually understand Krishna's form, his pastime, and everything will gradually be done. That is as much as I could tell her.
Here is the necessity of Kamgatri. Kamgatri and Krishna Mantra, we realize everything about name, name Swarup, and everything, and heart Swarup also. So you should change Naam with the idea that I am mentioning. With same thing, with remembering Kamagatri.
While chanting Harinam?
Huh?
You said we should remember
Kamagatri. In this world, we should also remember these things. Guru Mantra, that is Gopal Mantra, and Kamagatri also.
That we are doing three times daily.
But it is unsufficient.
Then, how much one should chant these? Anytime.
It depends on greed.
It depends on greed. I see. But if one is greedy, then it can be done anytime.
Anytime?
All the time.
But chanting also has to Krishna will arrange everything if you have so Vaivati Chagini.
Yeah, desire, intense desire. But in Jaiva Dharma, we see that the Guru is telling the disciple, you are this person, and giving all detail. But in our, of course, I am not qualified to do that for this.
When you are being qualified, Krishna will arrange everything, your Guru will arrange everything, and you will have.
But my question is, are we expected, as a Guru, is a Guru expected to speak to a qualified disciple of these things? Or must it happen internally?
Both. Both can be. Krishna became Guru. Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In the shape of Guru Krishna himself came to Gokuma and gave that temple and vanishes away. After some time, again he gave the sun to his sister, this disciple. And again something he did.
But just like my Guru Maharaj, he did not say to me that his Guru Maharaj told him, you are such and such, such and
because
such.
Because at that time he had not paid for these things. He didn't tell some anything. He didn't tell.
But yeah. Bhakti Chumash asked our Guru Maharaj, now, when the time is ready for me to understand, so our Guru Maharaj said, then I will come and tell you everything.
He will tell, he will come. Surely he will come. You should have an idea that you have come yesterday before.
Yeah,
he is always. And he will. And when the time will come, he will come and tell you. Or he will inspire me. So we said that, Baba, we should go on practicing Hari Bhajan and to obey our Master.
So in the case of someone like this, Mataji, who is my disciple, how she will get this?
You should tell that you should chant Harina. And Harina means saying Krishna.
That's what
and
I know.
You should do Kandati and Dharma also at the same time. So this should be extended also. If he's doing 10, 10, 10, he should do 108 Arhina. And to finish it.
That's it.
And here's something.
Here also. Yeah.
This is. Srila Prabhupada different recognized even Lotan Das. You know, Lotan Das, who are the Samsanik of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and same time as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are same Mahaprabhu. But yet, the Prabhupada has not taken God, because he has some Gaudnagari Bhad. Gaudnagari Bhad, you know? And there are so many facts that he could not recognize. Even Srila Prabhupada was so authentic person and Siddha person that he called Bhakti Ratnakar as a history group, not for Taktik group.
Not for?
Theoretical. Siddhanta, you know?
Conclusion.
Siddhanta. Not good Siddhanta. There is a book, Prem Vilas. Prabhupada did not recognize it. Only the two facts he has taken, that he said that this book is not a country. Like, our Guru Parampara has recognized Srimad Bhagavata as Nirmal Puran. Srimad Bhagavatam Amal Puran. Skanda Puran, and there are so many 18 Puran, and there are another 18 Upapuran, and other 18 Shakha Puran. They recognize it, but little, very little. And Vyasadeva has written. But for bhajan and tattva-vivechana, you know, for conflict, for Bhakti Tattva, Siddhanta. Why Srimad Bhagavat is best true? And why Srimad Bhagavat has recognized by Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all other Goswami, already they have listened to Bhakti Vinodha. Why they have taken instances from all these books? Only to for some gathering facts and discarding for Sahajiya Sakhi Bheti. So we will not take that book as a standard book. So we cannot conclude anything upon that book. But one thing can be is that if a man is thinker of Kauhar, of Krishna, and he has come to this one, and he is doing work of Guru Acharya, he can see that this person is a bhajan. This person is Vatsalya Rasa. This person is of Vatsalya Rasa. He can help, he can with a good mixture. Possibly he will say. So if Bhagavananda is all holy, but he is the person of that, then he can denote anyone that way it is. And you do this. He can know how. By this he can summon yes. He can do it. But I have not seen that.
Alright. But Brahma is born directly of Vishnu. Brahmaji is born from Vishnu's navel. But it seems that he only became twice born after receiving Gayatri Mantra. But he is coming directly from Vishnu's navel. And he's already has so much understanding within him. So what is the meaning of that? It says here in the number 27 mantra.
One thing, Narakasura was son of Krishna and Vishnu. But he is not Brahmin to but to tell about Bhakti. How is that? He is the son. Brahma is not son, but he has come out of him. Krishna Kumar. Nevertheless, I don't know what happened. And he came out of him. So, everything, because it is whole, that everything is in me, and I am in everything, but I am not in anything, and anything is not in me. So we should discuss Samanjasya Maniti.
We know that.
We should solve this as this. Krishna is himself Parabrahma. But he went to in Mathura from Vrindavan, Nandagaon, and he took Diksha. Why he took? These are worldly things. Vaidika dharma. Bhakti don't require any Vaidic or Lokic or anything. Maybe not. Bhakti can be in this. Brahma comes out of Varga Gosai. He knows Bhakti. Yet, he has not got Krishna Mantra and Vishnu. Samadharma. So when it took the nature of Saraswati and by the thought of Krishna, this is the Bhagavad-gita.
And it says that how does the Gayatri enter into Brahma's lotus mouth, having entered, it says, having entered into his ear holes, it entered through his lotus mouth. What is the meaning of that? Is it number 27? In the translation, in the text itself, entered into the lotus mouth of Brahma, formed himself through his ear holes. How does something enter through his mouth, through his ear holes? It came out from his mouth.
Went to the heart.
Went to the heart.
And some heart at it came from the heart.
Like that. Okay. Now, in text 28, Brahma is described as a maidservant of Krishna. Can you get me our Guru Maharaj's Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9? Do you have it? No, but we need the English. First of all, it is a shlok. Yavat sakya sakyur yvesha te prita.
When his period will be over, then he will come to with Garbhodasai, and Garbhodasai will mix with Karnana Sai. And if he is able to get salvation, and after salvation, if he has done Rasa Bhakti, Dasa Sattavasa, then he will
go back.
Go back.
Yes. Otherwise, he must come back again.
So, of what Brahma it has been?
Yeah, it may be a different Brahma than this Brahma. That's what I was thinking. Because here it says, Yavat Sakha.
Mata?
2930. I think you see the visual title that he got
there. No rush at all. Another. So, when a person will be siddha by this kandar, he will surely
be in material. So this, perhaps our Guru Maharaj says here, if you see it, 2930. The shlok, just the shloka. Sakya, see?
It has not been stated about one sarup rasa. He tells that as a friend keeps his hand
on a friend.
On a friend. Likewise you have. I'm so much Sobhagyavan, lucky, that you have. I'm not able for this thing. I have no qualification for it. Yet you have to accept your hand. Like this.
Our Guru Maharaj wrote, Lord Brahma is definitely situated in the humor of friendship with the Lord. Maybe some commentator has. Anyway, I think we can explain that it's a different Brahma. That's simple.
That's it. Pata Sakya Bhakti Bhakti Seva Aham Prapniyam. Prapniyam means Paite Pari. Paite Pari means
it is,
I can go.
It is, I am supposing, after that, I will have you this sattva for future. This matter of it
means,
in future, I hope that I will have sattva with you.
He is aspiring for that.
Brahma.
Yeah. I knew Prabhupada didn't make that up. What's that?
That when Brahma becomes sick by smaran,
memory?
Remembering Kama Gayatri, when he becomes sick, he should be Mukta Dasana. And this is for another Brahma, it will be. Or every rush is called Dasana. Right. So if he does the heart like a Sakya Bhav, Brahma is telling that, oh, in future, you have to behave to me as a sakha. So I think I am a sakha. In Gopi Bhav, Sakhi is also.
Yeah.
So this is clear. You see, this is Siddhanta also.
Okay. In number 36, of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he says, those who are advocates of Shantaras attain the region of Brahman Paramatma, the seat of eternal peace. Those of Dasya Ras get to Vaikunth, the spiritual majestic abode of Sri Narayan. Those of Satya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Ras attain Goloka Dham, Krishna's abode, above Vaikunth. Question. Here it mentions that those who have Dasya Ras, they go only to Vaikunth. But those who have Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Ras attain Goloka. But my question is that in there are also bhaktas in Dasya Ras, like Shamba, Daruka, Pradumna. They are in Dasya Ras, but they are in Goloka. Maybe not in Vrindavan.
Very separate Siddhant here. Very deep Siddhanta. Hanuman, Narada, they are Shuddhas Dasya, pure Dasya.
Hanuman,
Narada, and Jaya, Vijaya, etc. They are Shuddha Dasya. But in Dvarka and Vrindavan, no Shuddha Dasya at all. Mixed with Sakharas.
Or Vatsalya.
Vatsalya Ras or Sakharas. So, here it has been told that any Siddha Dasya cannot go to Golok, Vrindavan, Tatva. So it is right.
Ramakura
also. This will be mixed with either with the Dasya Sakha, either with Vatsalya.
Now how about someone like Shamba?
He is like a son and of Krishna, not like Hanuman.
Not so Dasya.
Hanuman cannot sit in the laps of Krishna, Ram. But he can also ride on this Krishna. So, Sam is more better than. So,
but it's not pure. It's not pure Dasya. How is it mixed?
How is it
clear? Bhakti Goswami is indeed telling clearly all truth. You have to read Priti Sangha. You know who like Priti Sangha means in which are found or not.
One of these satsandhapas?
Yes.
It is it will come out. Our devotee is translated.
But I think that has he done it correctly or not?
Maybe not fully, perfectly. Maybe only 80% or 90%. Only to his ability. Something will be better than nothing.
Something. I've read so many books, but the original books have so much carrying so much heat and power that in Anubhav or any other books, ordinary sadhak cannot write all these powers before actually he has realized or he is going to realize, and whether he has a strong or
when we read our Guru Maharaj's books, the sweetness that he describes Krishna's lila, it is clear that he is seeing it. It is not simply out of the mind, but it is something.
This is the difference between books, between the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others. The books of Srila Prabhupada.
Motive. Actually, this was very good, because now we will not bother you anymore. Now you will not be disturbed. Our Guru Maharaj would have, when I was watching you, I was just thinking about Guru Maharaj, exactly who would have spoken. I could get some of the Hindi I was understanding out of that, because he will not.
That's the rich that someone has written everything.
Yeah.
When he can have everything in his
I think and that... What did he say to that?
He could not understand what I am saying.
Alright, now I... Before Maharaj goes, I have a very good question to ask. Now, text 37...
What? You don't... That is not our definition, but you?
Anyway, listen, if I have to, it takes me 5 minutes.
What?
And I don't need money. But.
What?
Text 37.
Anandakumaras.
Okay. Now, Abhimanyu and Govardhan and other gopis' husbands. Are creations of Yogamaya, or do they exist eternally?
No. They are only Abhiman. Abhiman means that.
Manifestation? Abhiman.
Manifestation, you can, but there is no shape like Abhiman there.
There is no permanent, there is no permanent eternal Abhimanyu.
Only proud.
Proud means?
Proud means Abhiman.
What is that Abhiman?
He has written Abhiman. Proud.
Proud, I think.
That is proud. That my husband is he. But there is no person like
him. It is a thought. Concept.
Concept. Only concept. Of gopis. Krishna. In this Prakat Braj, they have said that how Abhiman is found.
Yes.
It's said in this Prakat Braj. There is no concept there. There comes exception. Conception.
Concept. So, in other words, in Goloka, there is the concept. only. And that takes shape here. It manifests here. And Yogamaya makes that.
Next. Oh, Saitamitis. Intelligent. Very, very intelligent.
He is intelligent.
Not only intelligent.
It is. So when Yogamaya makes this manifestation, Yogamaya does it from the material energy or spiritual energy?
No.
Which energy does she create this from? Is Abhimanyu, Govardhan, are they...
Yogamaya is here.
She is here.
Satyadhamani. So what she does is pure Satyadhamani.
So it's all created out of...
If Mahamaya writing this, then it will be...
Material energy. It's all out of the spiritual energy.
Everything that Chit-Sakti has done to all things, and what Nidrimaya has done, everything is material. So sometimes it is called that Abhimanyu and all desires from Krishna. Krishna became Swami. These are not Kaji, but these are manifestation of Krishna.
In the Jiva Goswami and Krishna Sandarbha has very nicely explained that. I'll show you how it's very nice. Wait, one more question. Now, Krishna Sandarbha. One devotee is translating everything now, but the Sanskrit is not there, only like this. Okay, so 177.29. Oh, but you need Krishna Sandarbha.
Okay. I remember.
Okay. Yeah. This is, I can, I don't, we usually read those differently. We read it in close.
Yeah? 29. Kinti, Hato, Hisai, Maha, Viraha, Paraya, Sarvaya, and Bhakti, Eva, Asit. It's in English, it's not in Sanskrit. Kintu?
Kintu?
Jato?
Jato?
Kaso?
Asit?
Aso?
Where did we get him?
Some lines before.
Okay. Go to your Santa.
Here, he described that gopis are laughing. And some language.
Yes, I'm just reading it also.
This is, there are two kinds of rush, nectar and bone. Vasusakta vasalya madhu. These are mukha rush. Mukha means like, mukha language.
Mukya means the
beginning. Very unknown.
Subordinate. Assistant.
Subordinate.
Assistant.
Vasya Sakha Vasalya. These are four. These are many aras. Mukya aras. and harsh Advait Karun wrote Bhayanak because these are forbidden.
Yes, sir.
Here he's studying about Hasya. Gopis are laughing. He has described, taken a slope of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Hasya Rasa Lakhan, the Lakhan of definition. Yes.
Lakshan means characteristic or quality.
Qualities. It has been seen in upper body. If Atma laughs, then symptoms, looks with symptoms.
Yes,
symptoms mean Lakshan. They are laughing in mad, madness. This fact he is describing. Maha Viraharash. Maha means man. Maha Viraharash.
Great separation.
Yes, separation.
Great separation, Maha
Viraharation. Great separation. Topmost Viraharas. And Vaidin is front of the face. But we see that they are not seeing Vaidin, but his. And they are not caring for Vaidin. Although he is younger brother, of course,
elder brother
of Krishna. Before elder brother,
they're not caring means?
Don't care myself. So what, so deep separation, these are in a low position. They are no, for the body, where is body, where is not body, who is sleeping, who is not sleeping. No jnana at all. In front of Baldev, they should not walk.
No.
But yet they are laughing.
No.
So did they mark?
Yeah. Did they mark?
Kvachit Madhukaram, Madhukaram, Vishta Ityadi, Bhamar Gati Shloka Samadhyam Bhammadam. Right? Srimati Radhika is lying down on lotus, particular lotus, and lotus flower are in such a condition after touching the body of Srimati Radhika, as if they have got fire, and they become fully dry. He is not taking his breath also. Like dead body, very relenting thing. And he is seeing a being. And he would be in front of Srimati Radhika, or somewhat a little far away from him. He is hearing everything. But Srimati Radhika is not seeing Uddhava. He is in quite madness or Vidyama. Like here also, they are laughing. They are seeing by day, but they are not seeing. If anyone had Mahabhava, then they are in mad avastha. In mad means madness. And the signs are seen at that time. But one cannot imagine what is going on in Gopi's heart.
Now come to
Get up the fathers and mothers and brothers and everything. They have left their homes and everything. Only Krishna ideas they have. Dira. Kantha. Kantha, you know? Kantha. Kantha means a single question with Madhubha. With Krishna. But they are in so Mahabiraha. People are so separation power in there, in Gopi's heart. And they are Kira means
Kira means.
But even though the Dasi could not know what is the stage of these Gopis. Simple, very simple. In that way, affliction means, affliction will get rid of it.
Affliction and pain. Suffering.
But when there is Buddha, very powerful.
When it could be seen.
It was that man, Siddhartha Siddha. Siddha. When Siddha comes out, there is no Siddha. Actual position and comes. Like when gopis, that Virah Dwar, Virah, Siddhar, went away. And they became in their real position.
Real position means?
Such a Virah, without Virah.
Without suffering.
Dashing this. At that time, Vibhishan is telling that the proposal for marriage came to them. Anything, for example?
The person who translated this has done wrongly.
Wrongly?
He could not understand these things. And he has done...
I think that he has done wrongly.
Yeah. Therefore, when I read this, I could not understand. What is he speaking? Now I'm listening to you with And there's no commentary.
Perhaps actually, if there is commentary, he cannot understand.
Yes.
If he can understand, then he should write anything. He should write
anything. No, I have no realization.
Not realization, but by consulting.
Yeah, that's true.
If he can doubt, then 50%
should.
But I think that 5% has come from...
Oh, no. Actually, many people have criticized that these books should not be published because so many times it is wrong to be given.
Wrong,
I think. Let us do more, then I will tell you.
At that time, the proposal for marriage between Krishna and Gopis came out. Gopis have love with Krishna. They wanted to be married with Krishna, not to any other. And originally they had been married to Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. No use of marriage at all. They are nitya prem, priyaship and priyatam. Following? So there is no meaning
of marriage.
But for
our world.
Worldly matter. For Kamsa, Shishupal, and like persons. Or better than them, those who are in Vaishnavasam dharma and have very little bhakti. Like one says that
with me, and Saptabhama should be with Krishna in Mandir, in temple. Radhika should not be with him. They are Dhanasam Dharma.
Yeah.
So, for them, it has been stated that. They wanted to marry Krishna, in worldly matter, Gopi. And Krishna also wanted to marry Gopi. But Yogamaya saw that by marriage with Krishna and Gopi, Parthiya Bhava will not come. To hide this thing, Yogamaya has done to this. That Abhiman of Golok Vrindavan, with that Prabhu Avatar, but
that concept of Golok Vrindavan, he gave shape here.
Shape like Abhimanyu and other. Otherwise, we can think it, as I have told you, that these are manifestations of Krishna in a very little part. They are not other than Krishna. So, Yogamaya did this reason for Rasa.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha means, if I'm speaking,
relishing the taste.
Taste. Jar bhav mein. It is written jar bhav in text. Jar bhav, okay, here. Sattu bhav sangopana yaiva, in text.
Sattu
bhav sangopana yaiva kala kalipayam svasya satam
avahati.
Avahati. So, I am married wife of Krishna. Yogamaya hide this. Let's hide. For
Conceal.
And
yeah. And makes them feel as if they are married to somebody else.
Somebody else.
So there can be prathira.
This was only them, but they are only the Shakti of Krishna. Rather than Shakti, the Kaya Jiva. They are not other than Krishna. So, there is nothing to say.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing. Yeah. That is. Yeah. I've seen Swami Chaitanya Charitamrita anything that he has written like this.
Same thing.
by Karpya, sent Krishna the Rasasar more than Satyabha.
Yes.
So everything has been arranged by the
different
Okay. That's
anything?
Clear. No, I'm satisfied. Why Madhurya Ras is described or defined as juvenile love? Juvenile means young or childish love. But here, I'll give you the word. You see, it's an English word.
Yeah.
No, I will read it to you. 36. It's in the...
Yadabhav vibhavitabhiyo manijasakaiva.
I was reading to you before about Vaikuntha, Paramatma, then Dasi Ras, they go to Vaikuntha, the spiritual majestic abode of Sri Narayan. Remember we were reading?
Uh-huh.
Those of Satya, Vatsalya,
yeah.
And Madhurya Ras.
Hmm.
Then after the word Madhurya Ras, it says here, juvenile love. Look, see, you know, Madhurya Ras, juvenile love, juvenile. Juvenile means youthful. Youthful. Madhurya Ras is youthful.
You think you mean not childish?
No, not childish.
Kishore.
Kishore. Okay. That's clear. That's from 36. Okay. Mentioned. The Shamsundar form, just begin, the Shamsundar form of Krishna in his inconceivable, simultaneously personal and impersonal. How Krishna's form can be impersonal? The first sentence.
So this is on the research of the...
Oh. How it is impersonal?
This is possible. Krishna Achintya Anitya.
Inconceivable.
Okay. This body of Krishna is not Sabishesh, mortal any shape, or immortal unshape. That is Brahma and Dev. Nirakar, Niranjan. He is not Nirvikar, Brahma. And also, this is not worldly body,
not a worldly shape.
So this is sadhishes, worldly things, devata, brahma, ityadi, all are worldly shape. Krishna shape is beyond this shape. And also nirakar, worldly shape, brahma. He has no any shape or
no.
Anything. So it is beyond sadhishes and worldly shape.
Okay, that's clear.
Satchidananda.
Yes,
Satchidananda. Prinamjana-thirita-bhakti-vilevuchanina santas-hradayati vilokayanti-dasmukha.
Satchidananda.
So it is not by worldly or...
All right. Now 39. Ramadhi-murteshu-kalam-yamena-tishtam. So my question is Ram... Does Sri Ramchandra, he's in Vaikuntha, Ayodhya. Now Ayodhya is Vaikuntha Loka, so does he have four arms or
no.
two?
In Vaikuntha, there are so many sets of Bhagavan.
But there are always four arms.
No. Like Barahdev, Kurmadev.
Now where?
There.
Nrsimhadev.
Nrsimhadev.
Where Nrsimhadev?
They have a Vaikunth. In Vaikunth, they have their abode there.
But do they look the same as when they come here? Like Nrsimhadev is
there,
lying here.
Then Nrsimhadev comes from there.
So does he look the same in Vaishnava?
Same as here.
With lion's face?
No, lion's face.
Not like Narayan?
No.
And Kurma?
Kurma like Kurma.
He looks like a turtle.
Four quarters. Huh. But four arms.
Yeah, well, he has four arms. And Matsya?
Matsya like Matsya.
Even in Vaikuntha?
Only in Vaikuntha.
But how?
Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
But where he must be in the water, he's Matsya, he must be swimming.
What do you mean by tying up beside Vishnu? Where he lives?
He's
running water.
Karana ocean. There's an ocean there, Karana. He's in the Viraj.
Water?
In the Viraj.
I think there is no water. Only Karan. Karan means cause.
Cause.
Ocean of cause.
Yeah. It's not an ocean.
No. Why water can go there? No material water.
Spiritual water.
Spiritual water.
But what is that spiritual water?
Cause of ocean.
Cause of ocean. Not water.
Not water. I think.
So where is he living? He lives on a throne, he's sitting on a throne or?
He can sit on earth, he can sit on air, he can sit. There is nothing that he can sit.
So you don't think there's an ocean?
No. Ocean, but not like this material ocean. Of the cause of ocean of God. Koti koti brahmanda.
Yeah, coming back. But it is described that they are
of ourselves that we can imagine anyhow. Like Sakatandra Nair. Sakatandra Nair? Sakatandra Nair? Sun is rising on this tree. But actually, far away from that tree, when we go and see that there is no tree, but yes. So, to a child or anyone, if you show sun, we tell that the...
Coming from a tree. Just like the moon is coming from the ocean.
So, I think. So there is no material thing here.
Now,
so there are so many places. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been written that Varaha, Kurmade and all other answers of Krishna are which are in Vaikunth. When it is necessary, take them with their own shape in this world. So similarly, Ram has the sunset as the sunset. But this is the upper part of that.
Yeah. Upper part.
Upper than Narayan.
Narayan.
But sometimes Shastra it has been written that Ram is Kala. From Garbhodasai, Ram, Vishnu, Bhakti, Vidhan.
No, but Jiva Goswami has explained that it's not like that. Jiva Goswami has explained in that.
Chaitanya Chaitanya has been written two kinds. Ram, Nrisimha and Krishna are paravatars. And all other are anisat. Whether from Gaudiya-sai are. But it has been written that from Krishna is Ram, Ram is Krishna, Tattvata no grace. But he is superior than Narayan in the Rasa Disha. And Krishna is superior than Narayan and Ram also.
Ram is superior to Narayan in Rasa Disha. But Ram is not coming from Gaudiya-sai Krishna. He only seems to be coming.
it has been written like Krishna.
Right.
Any shastra it has been that Krishna is unsatmanarayana.
The Krishna avatar, das avatar.
Das avatar.
But actually it is not
So for this we can see Lata Bhagavad Samrita Prabhupada Goswami. Mm-hmm. He has written Master to all this.
I also heard that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also said,
like this, all that are go away here and here, and only two or three dots will come here. And see, this is everything is alive.
How?
What he put one water, some water in a pot, and he fed, and the all water went hither and thither. Only a little water come on the hill, and we call that our cooking water.
And your Guru Maharaj only took two baths in the morning?
One. Only Purnima. Then filling it. We serve only one time. So, by him, we used to only that serve once, and then.
Why? What is the point?
Because you need to say that. You are observing bhajan so much.
Was that all the time or only if when he was?
No, from always. From when we have seen. Talking about time in the But I have seen him from the age of 50. 50 to 71, like this. If you don't take bath, our body and mind will be discovered.
Oh, we must take bath so many times. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have to.
No change, nothing. It was all right, all right.
Spiritual body.
Yes. In my series. But so he has promised me.
Okay, we will go for some more. Now, I have a general question. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Murti, I think I may have asked you, but again I want to ask. Should there be a peacock? Feathers?
No.
Sure. You told me this.
Remember.
Because in all our ISKCON temple. What about Balaram?
No.
But Balaram goes in the forest, he puts on Balaram doesn't wear peacock.
Especially peacock.
Vishnu.
No.
No, nothing.
Only for Krishna.
Not
something better.
Not wrong.
Only, no. He takes the figure of Kaak means
coat.
I mean, when Swami goes Mandu Mangal Bullo, then more Mukuta is there, or he has been sitting on the other day. So, how do I say, born on my year after the last one? In my idea, in Shastra, it is not written to rear this more punk.
Pick up any
more pick up. Other than in for the
when waking the deity, when the deity wakes, should we in the morning?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He should wear dhoti. Dhoti means, you know?
Yes, of course.
And he may be as sannyasi, like this. But this is not true.
Now, when yesterday we were talking about... All right, I will go on to some of the questions. When waking a deity in the morning, should we first enter with Tulsi? When the deity... We don't have to bring Tulsi in first. One Gaudiya Math Sannyasi told me that when waking the deity in the morning, you should first enter with Tulsi, because Vrinda Devi wakes Radha and Krishna up.
We do.
Do you do?
At first, ghanta, and then with Tulsi.
You also do that. Huh? Text 14. No. At the very end of the purport, it says that these individual portions all represent the second divine Purush lying in the ocean of conception and is identical with Mahavishnu in every respect. He is also spoken of as the divine guide from within of all souls. Is that Shri Dakshay Vishnu? The divine guide within of all souls. Is this Shri Dakshay Vishnu?
He is telling about Karnabhisai Vishnu and
Ramadakshay. But then when it says the divine guide from within, that means Paramatma. Where?
He is also within Brahma, when Garbha Gosai. Garbha Gosai is Samasthi, Antaryami Purush, not
there. Garbha
Gosai is Vyaktigat, only part, only one. But Brahma, Samasthi, but Brahma.
What does the word Samasthi mean?
Samasthi means all four.
All together.
Jeev together.
That means Brahma.
That is Brahma. So...
He is the guide of Brahma.
Alright,
that's good.
He is also known as Samasthi Antaryami Purush.
When we hear the word in the next shloka, and in the purport, Hiranyagarbha, in the purport of next shloka, Hiranyagarbha, who is this referring to, this Hiranyagarbha?
Garbha Gosai Vishnu.
Hiranyagarbha means Garbha Gosai Vishnu. What is the actual meaning of Hiranyagarbha?
Hiranyagarbha. Hiranya means gold.
And garbha means
womb. Means
womb.
Egg.
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 Oh, golden egg.
Golden egg. Means there are two Brahma. Hiranya Brahma, Garbha, and Vairajya.
Who is the second one?
Vairajya.
Vairajya.
Vairajya means this Brahma is Gunavatar.
Yes.
Vairajya Brahma. Who is doing Srishti Karya?
Which one?
Vairajya.
Vairajya Brahma is Gunavatar.
Gunavatar, and he is creating everything. Not creating, but
engineer.
Told.
He's manipulating, engineer.
Engineer. And Hiranya Garbha is manifestation of Garbha Gosai.
Sometimes he's also described as a manifestation of Brahma. Hiranyagarbha Brahma, sometimes it says.
this is Hiranyagarbha Brahma. This is Upashka Dev of Aradhya Dev of this Vairaj Brahma.
The origin, the origin.
Origin. Origin means Hiranyagarbha.
Yeah.
He is like Swarbodasai.
Yeah.
And Brahma, Vairaj Brahma worships
him.
No function, only to have spouse, duty and puja, worship of taking worship of this Vairaj Brahma. And he gives shakti, shakti means power to his Brahma to do all this.
That's clear.
In English it is not clear.
No. It is very high. Okay. In the same text 15, purport, it mentions that you see Shambhu.
15.
Still 15.
15.
15. You see the word Shambhu.
Shambhu.
The divine masculine manifested halo Shambhu is the plenary manifestation of his prototype Shambhu. Okay? You see Shambhu there? Now it says Vishnu is the integral subjective portion of Mahavishnu. What does that mean? Subjective, integral?
Vishnu is original. Swamstvatva, mane there are swamsavatar, vibhinnamsavatar. When Krishna is Satchidananda and his answer part, swams part, all are Satchidananda. These are called swamstvatva, Vishnu himself. Jivas are Divinanstvatva. She is Divinanstvatva also, Sansatvatva also, and some other potencies are also in Sankara.
In whom?
In Sankara. See, not only Divinan.
No, I'm not asking about Shambhu.
Shambhu.
I understand that. I know that. What I'm asking is that this sentence, Vishnu is the integral subjective portion of Mahavishnu. What does that mean?
Vishnu is Svamstvatva of Mahavishnu, mani Karanabdhi Sai Vishnu. Atayu Sarva Maheshwar.